Epilogue. The twin doctrines of causality in human affairs and man's evolution to perfection through successive lives on earth are important to some minds for two reasons. First, they provide a logical solution of otherwise insoluble human problems. And second, they make possible a belief based on reason in both assured justice and the noble destiny awaiting every man, perfection of the power to help. The two doctrines are indeed indispensable to the mental peace of the humanitarian, who is also a logician. For without reincarnation and the compensatory law, the ephemeral nature of human life and the inequalities of human experience pose a riddle which defies rational solution. Together, they throw upon man's existence a flood of light in which it can be fully comprehended from its inception, through its evolution, its tribulations and its happinesses, and on to its glorious goal. Thus mentally illumined, man, with courage born of reason, can face the difficulties and trials of life, for he knows his own preceding hurtful actions to be their sole causes, and harmlessness to all creatures, including his own body, to be their sure prevention. Perspective and true evaluation enable reincarnationists to enjoy fully the lights of the picture of life, and at the same time to recognize the equal significance of the shadows, for he knows both lights and shadows to be educative in the true meaning of the word. The sufferings of mankind are seen to be comparable to the storm on Galilee, without which the sleeping Christ might not have been awakened. For by their very stress, the storms of human life awaken into action man's dormant powers. Employing these, he develops the capacity both to still the storms within himself and to render effective aid to his storm-tossed fellow men. Reincarnation and karma thus provide an inspiring and logical philosophy of life, which may be simply stated in four postulates. Perfected manhood is the assured destiny of the spiritual self of every man. Reincarnation, as the evolutionary method, provides the necessary time and opportunity for self-perfecting. The law of action and constantly modified reaction ensures justice to all men. The attainment of perfection is rendered certain by the interior presence of an infinite divine power ceaselessly at work within the spiritual self of every human being.